You are listening to the audio production of the Fifth Avenue Story Society, a novel by Rachel Houck, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Lisa Larson.
Chapter 1. Jet. August in Manhattan. Well, this was a fine mess. Spending the night in central booking for instigating a fight at a wedding reception. What was he thinking? He glanced at his sore hand through the dull light beaming in from the hallway fluorescence and flexed his fingers, wincing at the pain of his bruised flesh. He hadn't thrown so many punches since he was a boy in Chappaqua, wrestling with his brother. The next time he got an invitation, especially a wedding invitation, he'd RSVP with a big fat no. Though he could hardly blame the invitation, he alone earned this all-expenses-paid night in holding. For defending a bridesmaid from a drunken groomsman. Yet he was no hero. Jet Wilder, associate professor of English at the prestigious New York College, lover of words and literature, and the occasional ride through Class 5 Rapids, was a criminal. Perhaps criminal was an exaggeration. Nonetheless, he'd been cuffed, read his rights, hauled off in a paddy wagon, and thrown behind bars, where he spent a long, odoriferous night with drug dealers, pimps, drunks, petty thieves, and civil violators. So he, too, was counted among the transgressors. What happened to him? He deplored violence, prided himself on diplomacy and statesmanship. Rising from the bench, where he sat next to the big guy who had also jumped into the fight, Jet made his way to the iron bars. The cell's shadowy confinement robbed his sense of time. Had he been here for 1 hour or 5?